Welcome back, Frenemies, episode 78. Man, week two was ugly for our local 757 league, except for me and Joe. We did pretty good. But let's recap our week two matchups, and a lot of it's going to be repetitive with some serious injury concerns for all of our league mates here. So let's jump right into the matchup that I want to talk about the most against one of the friendliest guys in our league, LaRoyce. I beat LaRoyce this week, scoring the league high points there. LaRoyce, man, you got to – I'm sorry about Courtland Sutton. That kind of hurts you, and you got to – trying to figure out a wide receiver two flex combo to help kind of carry over there. You got a solid team, buddy, but what he had Miller from the Bucks in that lineup.
Scotty Miller, that didn't work out.
Scotty Miller, I was like, ooh, did he really hope for that? I was like, that did not help.
And then a big trade while we're talking about LaRoyce here.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No. What happened?
Tim and LaRoyce had a trade. So Devin Singletary for Corey Davis.
So Singletary Tim going to Tim?
No. Tim got Singletary. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tim got Singletary and LaRoyce got Corey Davis.
So it's funny because
probably to replace that Scotty Miller.
Yeah. And then the nickname for Devin Singletary from LaRoyce was definitely the wrong choice. And they traded the wrong choice away. So that's kind of funny.
You might have to change its Miller time.
It's that's probably the only reason why he picked him up off waivers.
Just so he could
just to use that one. And I won't talk about me. Aaron Jones helped me out a ton this week. I totally outscored what my projection was.
That just proves why you're good at fantasy, because you remember the podcast episode 3 weeks ago?
When Aaron Jones,
dude, you're screwed. What are you thinking?
Screwed. Well, hopefully,
Jonathan Taylor, man.
Hopefully a couple more weeks of that. And he helped me out catching and receiving. Hard part, well, let's talk about you here. So yes,
that's exactly what I want to talk about.
Tidewater Turtles beating the commish over here. Sean, why no kicker? Yep.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Took
right
me out.
Right in the.
No. I mean, he didn't have to work hard. He scored 88 points, and
it was a low scoring 14, game.
So it was. Yeah, I'm done with Wentz, man. Screw that dude.
I'm done with
I mean, dude, what the heck?
That's just a bad situation.
He's been in two
Philly.
Great. Game scripts. I don't get it, man. He looks great at times, but he's bad for fantasy. So he's probably going to be on the waiver wire if anybody wants him.
You don't feel like you not starting a kicker this week?
No. So that's that's the big storyline that I'm sure everybody wants to hear about. I decided to have a peaceful protest.
Peaceful.
That I would not start a kicker this week because I don't want
kickers.
I don't want kickers in this league. Now, apparently my team did not agree with this protest because they all sucked.
man.
So I didn't lose out on my gamble because it wouldn't have mattered. I actually tracked. I was going to pick up Jake Elliott. He sucked. I would have gotten like 4 points from the thing, maybe even less.
Yeah.
And what I would have had to do was I was going to drop Noah Fant. And I'm very glad I have Noah Fant on my team right now.
You kept him.
So,
and
it may be an 0-2 start, but I feel really, really, really good about my team. But that's kind of the story of my fantasy career in this league.
You know, little advice thrown out to the turtle accountant himself.
The turtle accountant.
I might be looking at starting Jonnu Smith in the flex if I were you.
Yeah.
I mean, Hayden Hurst getting a lot of volume in there. You got Jonnu on the bench with 22. I mean, still one in there, but I've seen with a lot of these injuries, I've seen a lot of people suggesting going double tight ends in lineups.
Yeah.
So not a bad look there. So he got the victory. Then we got Dr. James.
Yeah, why don't you take this one, Ryan?
Beating Ryan.
And that was
where's that crown now?
Possible victory. I mean, Tim had Paris and Saquon go down, and I was like, I've got it in the bag. And then Dak scores 39 something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of helps when you're
Brady scored 8. Oh, I'm so mad. So,
yeah, your quarterback you picked in with the 10th round scores less
than
double
digits.
Not
the new Peyton Manning on the Broncos. Different situation.
And Tim, I got to give it to you, man. You know, I know you're trying to replace Barkley in the running back's position there, RB1, but you got a three-headed monster in Dak, Kelsey, and now Ridley.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So I know you're panicking.
I texted Tim, and I was like, Tim, you know, I think the new projection for Calvin Ridley is 25 touchdowns. And then he scored 2 more after I said that.
It's ridiculous. So I don't feel as bad for you losing Barkley. So your season is definitely not over with those three guys.
The O-line was going to kill him anyways.
He didn't do anything in week one anyways, too. So, and Ryan, you started Snell for -1.4.
Okay.
I just had to throw that in there.
Never watching local analysis ever again. I was on TV like right before the game, and this local guy says, "The Steelers are going hot hand with Benny Snell and James Conner." And they didn't.
They said, they James didn't. Conner, you're our starter, and after you fumbled Benny Snell, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, was this something, honest question, did you guys see that coming with Benny Snell, that he was just going to go back to the bench?
I honestly think that, what's his name? Tomlin. I mean, he told us that Conner was the starter all along, and then Conner got hurt, and we kind of saw that as like a fake hurt.
Yeah.
And like, but I think it really was they didn't need him in the rest of that game, and he was fine, and Conner played great. And
Conner was running mad. Like,
when you, Tomlin obviously is one of those that, you know, you fumble, you pay. So
I mean, look what happened.
Snell was out.
Look what happened to Rojo in Tampa. I mean, that's old school coaching mentality. You're out, Fournette in, and it went off there, and I traded Fournette to freaking LaRoy.
Yeah, I mean, my heart goes out to Tim. Losing Saquon is a big deal. I know he'd want me to mention this. But you can do it, Tim. Like, honestly, don't give up.
No,
he's like, still already making moves. Like
he's
we said,
best,
he's getting Singletary.
He's one of the best managers in our league.
Yeah, very good manager there.
He can
there.
Come back from this. He won the league last year. Now, Saquon was a huge part of it in the end, but he missed Saquon for a lot of that, and then he was bad when he had that high ankle sprain. So,
yep. So let's move on to another matchup. We had Mike, all right, the other Sean Rock, beating Soul Juice. Andy, you are no longer Andy. You're just Soul Juice.
I really wanted Andy to win.
That was only an 8-point victory. Both guys were under 100, so it was not sexy at all. But, Mike, you will name your first son Russell, or a.k.a. the Dolphin Trainer, because Russell Wilson is on fire right now.
He's MVP for sure right now.
Oh, definitely. Like, 33 points from Russell Wilson. I mean, the rest of your team might have underperformed outside of D-Hop, and Eckler got some things because their game went in overtime. And, you know, so that was just a tough little victory. And Aaron Rodgers only getting 18 points is kind of hard for you, Andy. I mean, they were winning so much he didn't have to throw. So that kind of stinks there in a matchup. And then also Gronk and Will Fuller, Andy. It's tough, man. It's, not knowing
Gronk
about
is
that.
Done, dude. Drop him.
Drop Gronk. Will Fuller just ghosted and then returned back in the game and got nothing. So, you lost by 8 points. This is what probably stings the most, Andy. You lost by 8 with two guys in your lineup scoring 0, right? Like, Mike did not deserve the win.
Yeah.
You just had 2 zeros in your starting lineup. That has to hurt. I'm sorry for you there, buddy. And then let's go to the top two guys really in our league, and Joe and Phil. So Joe takes out Phil.
They lived up to the hype here, 123 to 143.
It was a good matchup.
Joe took it. Luckily, McCaffrey, before he went out, gave his parting gift of 22 points, so that always helps.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are you going to do with CMC, man? You got 4 to 6 weeks possibly having to find to fill that hole there. But guess what, Josh Allen? He's doing plenty for you at that quarterback spot. And then, Phil, you had a rough week here with Hollywood and Mark Andrews.
Yeah, that's really it. If they had, you know, been more explosive on offense and those two weapons were used.
Yeah, and Mark Andrews had a normal
day. 150 again.
Yeah, so. Normal day for Mark Andrews. So that was just a weird day for both those targets.
They're not giving him snaps, man. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Nick Boyle's on the field. It's stupid.
Yeah, you see him catch like passes like touchdown. Like, that was Boyle's at the one. What the world? And then, last but not least, I love this matchup because David always puts a little jab at Morgan. But David,
you came close, Morgan.
Very close. He needed all 8.3 points from Jared Cook last night to beat Morgan.
Yeah.
But prayer request there, Reverend David, for Davante Adams. So his injury.
Or as you know, this was off air, but we have a new nickname from Ryan. We had DJ Metcalf, and now we have Davante Packer.
That's what he called him. Like, oh, Davante Packer's hamstring. We're like, what?
I mean, he's not wrong. He is Davante, and he is a Packer. So.
Yeah, going in. So
logic.
Yeah, David there hoping Davante Adams is not sidelined. Davante Packer is not sidelined. We do in the other podcast where people are like, what the heck? They're not going to understand what we're saying.
Davante Packers.
And Morgan, your team just needs Derrick Henry to find the end zone. 2 weeks, no touchdowns
for
Derrick Henry.
He's upset with him. He texted me, and he was like, giving me love for James Robinson, who I'm psyched about.
I was trying to get him from you in trades. Still trying.
Still trying. But Derrick Henry, he's obviously a little scared. It's really just the touchdowns. Are going to come, bud.
The volume's all there. All the touches are there.
It's the O-line, too. Yeah. That's the other part of it, is that O-line is not as good as it was last year.
And they're trusting Tannehill, so he's probably getting 10 less touches. But when they got in the red zone, it was Tannehill time. Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith, they can trust the passing game, which is great for regular football for Tennessee Titan fans in that franchise. But us selfish, very selfish fantasy owners hate it when our running backs don't get touchdowns.
Yep.
So anything else you want to throw in there, Kamish or Ryan, about our week two league mates or week two news for our league mates?
You were going to win the league last week, Ryan. What's your projection for your team after this week?
A little hopeful with Mike Evans, but you know,
the Brady's gone.
Are you Brady's starting gone. Benny Snell this Dude. Week? Okay, cool.
I don't know. We'll see what happens to my team. I'm not happy with any of them, really.
I don't know if you guys will hear this before waivers go through, but you know, I'm excited to see what waivers are like. Oh. If you listen to the main podcast, you'll see our thoughts and probably steal all of our stuff. But
I put like one or two in, and I keep going back and forth if I have to adjust the fab.
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to have at least 5 claims in there. Like just as backup plans.
It's really fun to see all the bids and see how much.
Who do you think's the big spender? Who's the one that spends over 100? Because I think it might happen this week.
Oh, it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be Tim. Because there's some options there to help fill that spot. He might spend a little bit higher than you think, and I think Joe might do the same.
I can't even remember.
No,
he's.
I've looked. I've looked.
I think Tim has him.
Oh, then he was prepared with that. That's nice for him.
I don't know. I think Tim or Joe, just because of their stars.
Nope. Actually, I'm seeing it right here. Just put on the trading block 3 hours ago. LaRoyce, Jerick McKinnon.
Hey, what's up, LaRoyce?
You can go trade for Jerick McKinnon.
How you doing? I'm coming for you because most are.
This year is bonkers, and I love it. You guys are
LaRoyce's whole team is always on the trade.
He's always trading. I love it. It's
way more
awesome.
This year, though, right? Everyone's like trading block.
Well, once they figure out the trade block, like, did we not know the trade block last year? I don't think we used it.
Sleeper's done some work.
This year, everybody's putting players up.
I love it, though. That makes it just easy to go, oh, you actually want this person to be traded away? Great. I'll make an offer for him.
LaRoyce. Look in your DMs. I'll be sliding in here later.
Chris does like to slide into those.
All right, guys. That's everything we got for you this week, man. We just want to talk a little recap, talk a little trash. Love you guys, man. We're going to see what week three brings to our league. Anything else?
Deshaun Jackson is on the trading block.
All right, man. That's it, guys. See you guys. Deuces, Tim.